Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Thursday, the 9th of December. And as usual, with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this briefing. And if you need to, of course, you can always pause the PowerPoint slide here and read our disclaimer in full. If you're listening on a podcast, you can head on over to our website, marcustoday.com.au, and you can read the disclaimer there. And if you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today community and you're listening to this on a podcast, you can also sign up for a free 14-day trial there. What better Christmas present for your loved one? Okay, well, last night we had a mixed session on the Dow, a little bit of higgledy-piggledy. In the end, the markets closed positive, which was a good thing. The Dow eking out a gain of 35 points, or 0.1%, 35,755, heading towards that 3,600 or 36,000 level again. NASDAQ up 100 points, or 0.64%, 15,787. Will it hit 16,000 before Christmas? Apple hitting all-time highs and so close to being a $3 trillion company. That was quite something. So NASDAQ pushing up again. S&P 500, as usual, in the middle of the fiddle, 0.31% higher. 14 points, 4,701, just clearing that 4,700 level. And as you would expect, given all the optimism that's currently around, VIX index falling 2 points back down to 20, down 8.73%. I expect we'll see more of a slide in that as the week progresses the last 2 days. Although we do, of course, have US inflation numbers on Friday, so that could cause a little bit of volatility. But as we head into Christmas, people will be winding down their exposures and taking some money off the table. SPY futures in this were down 27 points, or 0.36%, 7,390. But we have had two pretty good days on the ASX 200. So it remains to be seen today whether the slight blip downwards will cause some of those that missed out in the last 2 days to try and pick up some cheap stock. The US market very much affected last night by COVID variant Omicron, and whether it is treatable with the vaccines, whether the vaccines are effective. But the US is still having around 100,000 cases a day, and we have seen new restrictions put in place by the UK government as well, which did affect the UK and European markets to the downside, coming off their recent spurting highs. So that is certainly a factor at play at the moment. So still more to come on the Omicron variant and its effect on people, hospitalizations, and of course mortality there. So that's still bubbling away in the back of people's minds. But at the moment, US market's setting fair, and our market doing pretty well in the last couple of days, making back pretty much all that it lost since last Wednesday or Thursday. In commodities, we saw Brent crude up 0.5%, 38 cents, 75.82. WTI up 0.43%, 31 cents to 72.36. Gold a smidge higher, 80 cents, 17.85.50. And iron ore down $1.55, or 1.43% to 107 US dollars a ton. Aussie dollar 71.71. Other commodities last night were firm. Copper up nearly 0.9%, nickel up nearly 0.5%, aluminium up 0.1%, zinc having a good night, 2.6% better, lead up 3.9%, and tin up 1.3%. As a result of all this, we saw in resource stocks overseas, BHP ADRs down 0.35%, Rio down 0.44%, Freeport-McMoRan down 0.1%, Alcoa had a good night, up 3.45%, Teck down 1.4%, Anglo American down 0.1%, Glencore up 0.5%, Vale up 0.5%, and Albemarle, lithium producer, up nearly 2% last night. So some good results there. Here you can see the US S&P 500 after a little bit of a wobble. Again, it had had, let's face it, two really extremely bullish days. We did see the market rally into the close, which was a positive for the market, and maybe that 27-point fall on the S&P SPY futures for our ASX index are a little bit too pessimistic. As far as major stories go last night, Pfizer vaccine provides less immunity against Omicron than other variants, suggests booster shots are the answer. The Senate strikes a deal to raise the debt ceiling and stave off a default. And economists now expect a full taper of Fed bond buys by end March amid soaring inflation and falling unemployment. Nice alliteration there. Thanks, Chris. Omicron underscores Fed's balancing act in continuing to support economy while preventing inflation from spiraling higher. And India's central bank holds interest rates steady. And America's pandemic-era excess savings starting to dwindle for many, which could dampen consumer spending. And we're also seeing consumers head back to physical stores rather than the clicking that we know so well. Japan has downgraded Q3 GDP on a hit to consumer spending, and manufacturer sentiment rises to a four-month high in December in Japan. Taiwan exports hit record highs, and Chinese stocks, junk dollar bonds, and yuan all advance as investors increasingly sure Evergrande, never grand, is no Lehman moment. What's on today for our market? We have Phil Lowe speaking on the payment system at 9 a.m. This follows hotly on the heels of Josh Frydenberg yesterday talking about regulation of the crypto space. They're now talking about buy now, pay later fees may be able to be passed on to customers by retailers. That would be interesting. Of course, the buy now, pay later story is not about Australia anymore. Australia was the beta testing ground for buy now, pay later. The rest of the world is now its plaything. But obviously, increased regulation of buy now, pay later would have an effect. Chinese November CPI and PPI today. We saw Tesla up 1.1% in the US, Apple up 2%, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, up 2.7%, and the NYSE FANG index up 0.5%. We had Google doing well, up 0.6%, Microsoft unchanged. US banks, though, eased. JP Morgan down 1.1%, Citigroup down 0.7%, and Wells Fargo down 1.7%. Healthcare and communication services were the best of the nine S&P industry sectors in the US. And new cases in the US have climbed from an average of nearly 95,000 a day in November 22 to almost 119,000 a day this week. And UK imposes new restrictions. Certainly no more government Christmas parties at number 10. 10-year yields in the US, 1.51%. Australia, 1.61%. US catching up at the moment. Germany down at 0.32%. That's a negative 0.32%. Barnaby Joyce has tested positive for something, at least COVID-19, whilst in the US. And EBOS is buying a medical device business, Life Healthcare, for $1.167 billion, raising quite a big $742 million. The raising is being done at $34.50 New Zealand a share, which was a 5.5% discount to the last close. Lithium at play. Firefinch, which is aiming to become the world's third biggest producer of lithium, is raising $80 million. Recent DFS from its Mali project has been the driver of that, released in the last few days. Santos is selling a $300 million US stake to Japanese LNG company JERA in its Barossa gas project. And Trafigura Group is planning to build a $750 million green hydrogen plant at Port Perry in South Australia. Target date for first phase of production, 2025, to be able to produce 20 tonnes a day. And ConocoPhillips has notified Origin Energy that it is exercising its preemptive right to purchase up to an additional 10% shareholding in the Australia Pacific LNG for up to $1.64 billion US. Who said fossil fuel investment is dead? And Magellan has been pretty much in the news at the moment with the separation of Hamish and his wife Alexandra, but has been quietly cutting fees to wealth managers for some of its platform products. The new product for managed account fees are now down 50 basis points, and it does not have a performance fee, which is just as well because the funds are not performing. And the ACCC has announced it has no issues with the Sydney airport takeover, mainly because there is no competition at the moment, and there will be no competition after the Sydney airport takeover. Question of the day today. What do you see as the biggest risk in 2022? Clearly, there's a few out there, and inflation being the most obvious, but we've also got tapering and withdrawal of stimulus and COVID. What is the black swan risk maybe in 2022? Love to hear your thoughts and ideas and insights on that one on Facebook. You can always head on over to the discussion group. Love to have your thoughts there. It's a great group, 3,500 members helping members. Also, don't forget that our podcasts are now coming in four streams. We have the Marcus Strategy podcast, the On the Desk podcast, and the On the Couch podcast with myself, and also, of course, the Breakfast and End of Day podcast. You can subscribe to 1, 2, 3, or 4 of all those podcasts. And also, don't forget, put it in your diaries. It's a Christmas special. What would Christmas be without a Christmas special? But we do have the Ask the Analyst Christmas special next Friday, 5:30 webinar. Once again, you have to register, but it will be a fast and furious, free-flowing discussion about some of the stocks that you are focusing on. And if we get enough registrations, over 200, then I will wear a Santa suit. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening, and have a great day.